in a different light. Your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Madison, Wisconsin, classes are canceled at the private Christian school where police say a 15-year-old female student opened fire yesterday, killing two and injuring six others. Police identifying the shooter as Natalie Rupnow and say she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Speaking to young people at an event in Maryland today, Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in about the tragedy.
As we hold our loved ones close this holiday season, we as a nation must renew our commitment to end the horror of gun violence, both mass shootings and everyday gun violence that touches so many communities in our nation.
A jury in San Francisco has found Nima Momenini guilty of second-degree murder in the stabbing attack of Cash App founder Bob Lee, the tech consultant now facing 16 years to life for killing the tech mogul in April 2023. This is ABC News. Consumers are stepping up their spending, indicating the economy is still growing at a healthy pace. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.7% in November, up from 0.5% in October. Immigrant right groups are preparing for a second Trump White House.
As the incoming administration prepares to ramp up pressure on undocumented immigrants,
we compare this to a house fire,
says Cesar Espinosa of the Houston-based group Fiel.
It's important for families to have a plan on how to exit that house fire so nobody gets trapped inside.
He's urging migrants to have important documents in order, attorneys' contacts in their phones, and a plan in place should mass deportations begin. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A Senate investigation finds Amazon brushed aside warnings about workplace injuries. The report claims at least two internal Amazon studies uncovered a link between those injuries and how quickly warehouse workers were expected to perform their duties. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Ginger Z. Today's Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This holiday season, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. Moms have a knack for finding the perfect gifts, and every so often, a kid picks just the right present to show how much they care.
Who picked this out?
Me. I did.
It's so nice.
That's what happened when 8-year-old Hudson got his mom a doll that came with a very special memory. Hudson learned Molly was his mom's doll when she was a kid.
I brought her everywhere. I was obsessed with her, did everything with her, but I always talked about it like that was my favorite toy, and I can't believe I lost her.
That story of how Molly got lost, inspiring Hudson to work with his grandma to replace the cherished doll.
I just never had it in my wildest dreams that he would plan to get me my Molly back.
And the thoughtful gift creating a new cherished memory. This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. This holiday season, let Macy's be your guide to gifting.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ahlen. The suspected shooter in the fatal shooting at a Madison school has been identified. Police say 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow brought a handgun into a mixed-grade study hall classroom at Abundant Life Christian School late Monday morning. A second grader called 911 to report the shooting. A teacher and a teenage student were killed in the shooting. Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police Chief Sean Barnes said the shooter was already dead when officers entered the building. Six others were injured from the gunfire, including two with life-threatening injuries. Barnes says they're still working to find a motive for the shooting, adding that the shooter's parents are cooperating with police during the investigation.
As soon as we are done with the investigation, any information that we uncover that will not compromise the safety of anyone involved or compromise the confidentiality of any of these children that are involved, we'll tell you.
The chief adds that the entire Madison community is feeling the impact.
It is a day that I believe will live in our collective minds for a very, very long time.
Madison officials are stressing the need to ask for and provide help in the wake of the tragic school shooting. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
If anyone needs mental health support as a result of this incident and the coverage of it, I encourage them to reach out to 988 by phone or text. It is incredibly important that we take care of our community in this very difficult time.
Dane County Executive Melissa Agard.
To all of those who are grieving in our community, please know that you're not alone. Dane County stands with you. We're here to support you in any way possible. Please reach out and ask for help.
Abundant Life Christian School was founded in 1978 and serves about 420 children in grades pre-kindergarten through 12. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you're welcome to join Believer City Church at our local Bible discussions. We meet in small groups to discuss the Bible every Wednesday at 6:30 in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill. Dig into God's Word and share your thoughts in discussion with other Christians. Everybody is welcome. Believer City Church. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
Snow on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cloudy throughout the day today. Snow developing late this afternoon. Highs upper 20s. West winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, 70% chance of snow. Lows near 19. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds. Highs near 20. Be listing for Durand, Arkansas boys basketball tonight. The Panthers at Plum City Elmwood. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15. Here on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
A cut to the Fed funds rate is expected. We will discuss what it means for you and for the economy. And the permitting process continues for the CO2 pipeline project. We'll get the latest and check the status of that project.
Live from Status Unknown via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Dr. Vince Malanga from LaSalle Economics. Then it's Lee Blank from Summit Carbon Solutions. And directly following the news, Karen Bonert from Farm Journal's Milk. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, Karen, fresh off of Milk Business Conference out in Vegas last week.
Yeah.
We need to pull some of the highlights and learn what she learned from the attendees.
We talked to her when she was on the ground last Wednesday, a week ago tomorrow, okay. And she was fired up. She was high on life, just loving everything that she was seeing. And it in seriousness, spirits were high. Chip, there is the report. Attendance was good. It sounds like it was a heck of a showdown down there in Vegas.
Yeah, and it sounds like there was a lot of cows represented in that building.
Yeah.
Holy,
I wonder, like, what
mackerel.
The total herd size represented there was.
Well, they've got an estimate. We're going to get it from Karen. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. It is a
big number.
I bet.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. Man, things are moving so fast. Wait, did I just say that?
Huh?
Did moving fast in DC?
Could you speak
DC?
A little more slowly?
Things are happening in DC. We've been waiting for a while for these things to happen, but now that it's happening, it's hurry up and get it done.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
All
yeah,
right.
So... the hurry up and wait seems to have turned into some action, and we are seeing some progress on the continuing resolution. We are seeing progress on the extension of the farm bill, and it appears that they have slipped the year-round availability of E15 into the continuing resolution as well. So wow. good news for the ethanol proponents right there.
We might need to get Wiesmeyer in. I am not used to interpreting progress on Capitol Hill.
That's
I'm not
right.
Sure how to approach it.
Exactly. So good news there. What else have you got in the news, bud?
Well, I'll start with the weather here. Another atmospheric river. They keep talking about these atmospheric rivers. Will bring heavy coastal rains and high elevation mountain snow to the northwest. Unsettled wet weather expected for most of the eastern U.S. Wednesday. Periods of snow for the northern plains through midweek with heavier accumulations most likely Wednesday night. Much above average temperatures expected for most of the lower 48 into midweek. Chip, are you low enough to be into that lower 48 where we're expecting warmer temperatures?
Yes, but getting colder into the end of the week.
Yep.
And watch out. If you're trusting your phone app and your phone app only for the weather forecast, maybe take a little bit closer look at Friday into Saturday, and it looks like there might be some snow in the forecast.
Okay. Well, Chip, private exporters report the following daily sales activity. Just over 170,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during 24-25. 187,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to Spain during the 24-25 marketing year, and 132,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 24-25 marketing year. A little perk up here in demand.
Yeah, that's five cargoes of beans in one day for the sales announcements. That's a good day.
Well, Chip, the Dow ended lower yesterday to start the week after spending most of the session in negative territory, but the NASDAQ did move higher and finished at a record level. Oil futures retreated on Monday as weaker-than-expected consumer spending in China and investor caution ahead of the U.S. Federal Reserve's interest rate decision weighed on markets. And speaking of the Federal Reserve is set to conclude its final policy meeting of the year tomorrow, with markets largely expecting a third interest rate cut. However, stubborn inflation and the economic volatility that may arise under President-elect Donald Trump's policies complicate the path ahead.
Yeah, that's something that I want to talk about with Vince Malanga this morning. We'll get into that.
I drove by the KC Fed building yesterday, just out doing something else.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I thought, huh, I wonder what's going on in there. That's my report. CEOs of the world's largest companies are entering 2025 with their most optimistic outlook in years, largely driven by President-elect Donald Trump's victory. According to a Wall Street Journal report, 77% of public company CEOs expect the global economy to improve in the first half of next year. That's a notable jump from 45% last year. The Chinese government's efforts to limit ag imports are reportedly causing a soybean shortage in southern areas of that country by leading to longer than usual wait times at customs. Some soybean crushers have had to suspend operations for the last 3 weeks as they can't get enough soybean supplies.
I know where they can get more.
Yeah, I got an idea.
All they got to do is come knocking. I think they can probably get some more beans.
Well, Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland announced her resignation from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cabinet, a significant political development occurring just hours before the government was set to deliver its fall economic statement. Freeland, who also held the role of Deputy Prime Minister, cited a breakdown in alignment with Trudeau regarding the best strategies for Canada's economic future as the primary reason for her departure. It's getting spicy up there in Canada, Chip.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and something that we will continue to watch very, very closely. It's like the Trudeau government has just fallen apart, collapsed.
Indeed. Yeah. I think that's what's happening. Looks like we got Karen.
All right, let's get to Karen. Karen Boner, editor, Farm Journal's Milk. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Hey, Chip. I'm great.
Well, how was it? How was milk business?
Well, you know, we missed you, but I'm finally unpacked. It was fantastic, fantastic in every way. First of all, we had record attendance, and I believe a good reason for that is that producers they crave networking opportunities, right? As well as a chance to learn about how can I overcome the challenges that face me and dive into opportunities that, you know, my dairy can take on. Mm-hmm. And one session that I was really proud of, Chip, is our processor producer panel. And it's really a first of so many more conversations, I think, that are going to happen. And I always say communication can solve a lot of problems, but it needs to be fluid communication. It needs to be, you know, frequent and understanding really what that consumer wants when it comes to animal welfare, sustainability, and so much more. A couple sessions that were just fantastic were labor. And so listen, whether you milk 500 cows or 50,000 cows, Chip, you're dealing with labor, right? Yep. And it's really about all these guys that talk and gals. It's one thing. It's cultivating a positive culture. And I think it sounds easy, but it takes, again, constant check-in, constant communication, check-in day in and day out. So, yeah. So fun. A highlight was our Milk Business Award winners. Our leader in technology was Genosource from Iowa, young producer Perry Baton from Wisconsin, employee excellence Joaquin Vasquez from Wisconsin. So I sat down with these three dairies and just how do they drive their dairies from good to great. They're all humble, of course. It's increasing efficiencies. They're doing the right things day in and day out. And so it's an honor to be able to be with all these guys and gals.
Record attendance. How many cows?
Over a million. So it was just the place to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Wow, Karen, congrats. Congratulations. Thank you. Great meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. That is Karen Bohnert, editor, Farm Journal's Milk. We're going to talk interest rates and the economic outlook under the Trump administration. We've got Dr. Vince Malanga next here on AgriTalk.
Did you know more than 96% of U.S. households bought real dairy in 2023, according to a Circana study? That's a whole lot of milk, cheese, butter, yogurt, ice cream, and more. Go ahead and pour another glass of milk. There's reason to celebrate. But your dairy checkoff has more work to do to grow real dairy sales and trust. Find out how we're making every drop count at dairycheckoff.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3UOAD brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield. /connect.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit fbn.com/agritalk.
That hog is greasy. Oh, good stuff right there. Good stuff. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on Fed Day. The Fed Open Market Committee meeting starts today. We'll wrap up tomorrow. And widespread expectations that there will be another cut to the Fed funds rate. Let's find out why and what it'll mean from Dr. Vince Milango, LaSalle Economics. Vince, it's good to talk to you again. How are you, man?
Hey, Chip. How you doing? Have a happy holiday if I don't talk to you at the end.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, and same to you. So how certain is this quarter point cut?
I think it's pretty much baked in the cake for a couple of reasons. Most importantly, in September, Powell all but promised that they would be cutting rates into the end of the year. That's number one. Number two, the labor market is showing some signs of strain. And, of course, they pointed out that the labor market is the most significant indicator to them now in the short run. And number three, and I think the market has pretty much fully discounted the fact that they're going to cut. And, you know, 2 weeks before the end of the year, a week before Christmas, I don't think they're about to disappoint the market. They did that once before, and they got their heads handed to them. I don't think they'll do that again. But I do think the language will be more tempered than it has in the past. And so while they will cut, I think they'll try and create an air of uncertainty about the timing for the next cut, if there is one.
Okay. All right. Interesting.